Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Kimberly Zach, and I am a senior in high school. As such, it is my responsibility and honor to deliver this sermon to you on this Mother's Day. As a senior soon to graduate, I have begun to prepare to leave for college. When I do, I imagine the process will be somewhat similar to the narrative we heard in the first lesson. That is, like Jesus, I will float towards the sky, disappear into the clouds, and leave everyone at home with lots of unanswered questions. In all seriousness, this time of year is inarguably a time of stress, insecurity, and sometimes fear for young adults like myself and our parents. Any significant change in life can be scary, not just leaving for college. And we are almost always left with this question and many questions that stem from this uncertainty. However, sometimes we cannot get answers to these questions immediately, and waiting for those answers can be the most challenging and frightening part. As we read in the first lesson, the apostles knew this better than anyone. They ask Jesus when he will return and restore the kingdom to Israel, to which he responds, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And the reading explains that when he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. In other words, his response was, "You'll find out later. Peace out." In reality, Jesus is asking the apostles to have faith and have it patiently as they await the promise of the Father that Jesus has spoken of. If they can give him their trust and their patience, they will receive that intrapersonal power to understand. Essentially, he's telling them that it's all going to turn out fine. This message is prevalent in our day-to-day lives as well. You may not be planning to float off into the sky anytime soon, or maybe you are, but we all have to confront challenges in our lives that force us to take risks, embrace doubt, and search for confidence. For example, writing a sermon. For me, that was a challenge that required me to take risks and embrace my own doubt. Most of us might feel paralyzed in the face of uncertainty and insecurity. We might want to dispel that uncertainty and have more information about our situation before we take any chances. We don't like the unknown. But every time we find ourselves in this position, God is asking us to fall back on trust instead of information. Jesus could have told the apostles when he would return and when they would receive the promise of the Father, but instead he gives them an opportunity to have faith and trust. Likewise, God challenges us to have faith that what lies ahead will work out instead of making it easy by laying it all out for us. And God is not the only one we are asked to place our faith in. Ever heard the phrase, "Mother knows best"? Yes, we spend our entire lives trusting our mothers with absolutely everything. From getting enough food to eat to seeking advice at school, your mother is often the first person you go to. When you experience insecurity and fear, you can always trust your mom to get you through it. And I considered the fact that not everyone has a good relationship with his or her mother. However, I believe that biological relations do not strictly define maternal figures. I myself am not an actual mom, yet there are students in grades below me at my school who have nicknamed me Mom, rather fondly. Maybe because they look to me for guidance, or just because I'm there for them. I don't know. Likewise, many women who are not mothers by birth are motherly in their relationships to other people and are valued as such and are equally as influential in the lives of the people they touch. We often celebrate the idea that God is among us and working within us in our daily lives. Perhaps this explains the unyielding grace and love of our mothers and maternal figures. Perhaps these wonderful women who play such vital, nurturing roles in our lives are able to do so because God works through them and gives them the power to help orchestrate the plans he has for us, their children. So as I get ready to head off to college next autumn, I'm still pretty scared and nervous about a lot of things, and I have a lot of questions that are currently going unanswered. But I don't have to worry as much as I would worry if I didn't have my mom to lighten the load. And she's always there to answer all my questions, whatever it might be. What should I bring to college? What shouldn't I bring to college? What's it going to be like when I get there? What am I going to do when I'm on my own? And even if she doesn't know the answer to these questions, she finds the answer for me or helps me find them. And I can always count on her for that. It only seems natural that we should be thankful not only today on Mother's Day, but every day for the strength God has given women to guide their children so that we may put our faith in them as we put our faith in God in times of uncertainty with the reassurance that everything will turn out fine. Amen.